Blog Talk Radio.
To another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, of course, it is June the 11th, 2020, as we are continuing our growth series for the month of June. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm super excited. We got so much we can talk about today, and we're going to be sharing in reference to how you're going to market and build your business in the area where you do business, but more importantly, what's been going on to keep your mind focused, to keep you focused on what the objectives are right now, currently, today, as everything that's been going on in the world, a lot of things have been said, a lot of things have been proclaimed as we are looking out right now, what's happening with the pandemic, and then also with everything that's been going on with the police brutality and everything. And, of course, on this show, we talk more of business and more on a level to help you build and grow your network in the area where you do business, but staying positive, staying focused, staying confirmed. But there are some times where you just want to have to share some things that's been going on to kind of like give you a real sense of purpose as we continuing on helping others as we help ourselves. And it's not just about us, and you know, individually speaking, but it is about each and every individual that we interact with, people on this earth, what we're here to do on this planet as human beings, and then as entrepreneurs, our focus is to make things better. Bottom line, we're here to make things better. So with that being said, we want to talk about some things to help you build and grow, some things that's going to help you help others, and also help in the community where you are. Are you a part of a nonprofit organization? Are you participating with that? Are you participating in your local church? Are you a business owner in the community sharing and helping others who are less fortunate than yourself? And are we giving back? What are we doing to give back? What are we doing to help more less fortunate people? Because we know the disparity that's going on in this country, and we know about a lot of people that the haves and the have-nots. And we also understand people don't have the money or income to sustain. And so what we want to do is, ladies and gentlemen, we want to kind of help more people build their network, help them grow, help them get the resources that they need so that way they can be self-sufficient and self-sustaining. And that's basically what we're here to do on this show at GTE Professional Network Radio. We're here to help people to sustain, self-sustain, and help build. And building is the key denominator here that we must continue on, ladies and gentlemen, as we walk this our journey, and as we continue to stay focused on our goals, our dreams, things that we need to be doing day in and day out without fail, and also making sure that we're helping as many people, ladies and gentlemen, as we possibly can. Of course, if you help enough people get what they want, you're going to automatically get what you want. Utilizing the PHP effect, people helping people, no matter what level we're on, ladies and gentlemen, or what matter of status we have in this life, our focus is to make sure that our neighbors are good, we are good, and anyone else in our circle is good, and outside of our circle that's good. And so people we just meet, people we just interact with, and people we were talking with on social media, guys, it's so much opportunities out here that we can collapse time frames currently right now if we see it. But we don't want to get blinded by the things that's going on to make it more cumbersome for us to complete a goal, a task, or something that we have to do for our family and loved ones, and making sure we keep in constant contact with everybody. And you know, keeping our distance, because COVID-19 is not over. It's still here. So we want to make sure we're staying safe and we're taking care of things as it should, being good stewards of the gifts and talents that we've been blessed with so we can help others as we help ourselves. And so what I want to talk about today, ladies and gentlemen, is some simple steps to campaign and market your business on the Internet. We talk about this all the time. I'm really gung-ho for it. And if you don't have a business that you want to look into some businesses or a business to get into, I can share with you one great opportunity right now here on this show, reference to that. And I want you to write this down, ladies and gentlemen. This website is Interactive Video. We're a technology company as we continue on looking and investing in other tech businesses. And so as a technology business or company myself, with web design and marketing, and then, of course, we have the wide rides, and we also have the travel business that we help others by giving out free websites. I'm going to show you something that's going to be really easy that you can do from home, that you can help others to generate income now. And so what we want you to do is go to this website, www.youmustsee.net/ACE4GQ. Again, www.youmustsee.net/ACE4GQ. This is where you want to go to learn of a great opportunity to help you build a business and also help you save money if you just want to be a customer, and how we're helping others and how we're feeding children around the world with our Boom Foundation. So it's a great, great, great concept here. And we're based in Houston, Texas, of course. We're here in Houston, Texas. And everything that we do, ladies and gentlemen, is for the world to take advantage of right now. And, of course, we have internet radio. We're here on this internet radio platform. And our goal is to help more people as we continue to get more listeners tuning in each week, every Thursday at 3:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, so you guys can get the information. It's only 30 minutes that I do this show. And the reason being because it doesn't take a whole lot of time to show you key simple principles that you should be doing each and every day to build your brand, to build your business, and to make sure that you're complete in your efforts in reaching new customers and building your customer base and building strategic relationships everywhere you go. And that's what it's all about. So let's get it started. Number one, get organized. As entrepreneurs, as business owners, we should be organized. We should have a system in place or a neat, unique format that we can do day by day. Okay? So you want to get organized. You name your company. You have a business plan, a marketing plan, and you also have your target market, your demographics, your pricing of what you're selling. If it's a product or service, you want to know that. You want to have that in order. And you also want to know exactly how are you going to build your business, on the Internet or brick and mortar or both. You can do both. And so if it's more Internet structured, which I feel you should have it more Internet structured, you'll come out much easier than you would a brick and mortar. Why? Because of the overhead. Less overhead on the Internet. More overhead with a brick and mortar. Okay? So you want to look at that. Number two, get an interactive website. As a web designer, my focus and goal with all of my clients across the country that I serve is to let them know their website has to be interactive. You can go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Again, that's www.globaltouchenterprise.net. And you want to see exactly how we're helping clients. And I'm really happy that everybody who has trusted our company to build and design websites, that they're now seeing progress as they grow, as they continue to build their brand, their business, and on the internet. And so this is the wave of the future. It's always going to be there. And so we must continue be a participant in what's happening today. If we're not a participant in it and we're just spectators, or we're just on the sidelines just watching things happen, then we're going to see exactly, we're going to get left behind. Simple and plain, you're going to get left behind. So you want to participate. Well, Ed, how do I get started? Well, come up with a concept, an idea. Again, look at what's happening out in the marketplace. Go to the website that I just shared with you, www.youmustsee.net/ACE4GQ. I'm going to keep saying that until you get it down. But anyway, you want to keep this in mind, ladies and gentlemen. Building a business and a brand, you're not an island. You can't do it all by yourself. You need a team of people to help you build it. And I love the idea of this organization, nonprofit organization, Habitat for Humanity, because one of the coolest things about this organization is that they get strangers to come and help build homes for low-income families, so that way they can have a nice place to live. Notice I said a nice place to live. But they're building something, but it takes a team to do it. If you try to do it all by yourself, it takes you longer, you get there slower, and you get frustrated because you're not moving as fast as others are moving, because you're in this Pinto while everybody else is in this Ferrari, because they have a team of people. So you want to keep this in mind. Number three, leverage social media. I can't stress this enough, ladies and gentlemen, about social media, how impactful this has been. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, you name it, we have put together an infamous stream of information, whether it's political, whether it's business, whether it's spiritual, whether it's telling a story, whether it's entertaining, whether it's in whatever industry, you know, everyone is using it. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the wireless business as well. And the wireless industry is a $187 billion industry by itself. Don't need any help. AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, and T-Mobile. You got these carriers. T-Mobile and Sprint just merged as one company. You got AT&T and Verizon. And so now you're looking at this. These guys are continually growing, even though the pandemic has slowed down a lot of businesses today, but they continue to grow because they're not only essential, but people are going to need their phones today. Why? Because nobody really has a landline home phone today. So with that being said, times have changed. So has the money. So things are shifting right now. We're partnering now in the gig economy, which I'm really happy about, utilizing the rideshare industry as we're a participant here in Houston. We just launched it April 1st here, Vibe Rides. And so as a third participant in the rideshare industry, we're just changing the way it goes. We're the next generation in rideshare. So we're happy because we're in Florida in four cities. You got Orlando, Fort Lauderdale, Tampa, and Miami. And we also launched it in Houston, Texas, and also in Dallas. So as we continue to grow and expand, ladies and gentlemen, getting drivers and also the riders, we get paid on both. I'm not doing any driving though. I don't have to. Not unless I want to. And the vehicles have to be between 2010 and above. No older than 2010, you can ride and ride. But it's a cool opportunity where we're sharing. This is all about technology, and going back to the tech. Because all you got to do is download the app, a Vibe, and utilize it. And as we continue to expand across this country, guess how many millionaires we're going to create with that? It's so impactful that you don't want to miss this opportunity, especially on the ground floor. So what would you rather be easy? Started in the air or you getting started in the ground? But you ain't in the air, you can't fly. So better down for opportunity. We're only 2 months on that. Number four, set up and claim your business online. What I mean by that is, do you have, and Google is so cool. What I love about Google, you can basically put your AdWords and keywords together. You can register your company name online through Google, right? You got Yahoo and you have Bing. That's Microsoft. And so with those social, with those platforms, you can basically put your business on the list. And those AdWords and keywords, based on your core business and what you do, if you're a cleaning company, you're going to be talking about cleaning, whether you're doing commercial or residential cleaning, or any other thing of that level, you want to put that out there. If you are a retail company and you're doing retail online, whether you're selling shoes, hats, coats, boots, it doesn't matter. You have that. Or if you're in a wireless business and you're selling accessories like the cell phone cases, the screen protectors, the chargers, the wireless packs, you have all of that. So these are the things that you want to make sure that you have in place. So you want to set up and claim your business online. You want to put out there your name, what you're good at, your mission statement, if you have one, your tagline, if you have that. You want to put all that on there. So you want to use, and number five, you want to use Google AdWords. I love AdWords. AdWords and keywords, ladies and gentlemen. Basically, keep it consistent, keep it simple, and just keep it running through. My company, Global Touch Enterprise, we're a web design and marketing company. But we also have, we do media. And we also do print, because we do flyers and banners and things of that nature. We also create logos. But not only that, our AdWords is going to be a listing of those things under Global Touch Enterprise. Why? Because we have multiple services that we provide in the marketplace for others. If I'm in the rideshare business, which I am in, with Vibe Rides, I'm going to put AdWords and keywords in reference to that. And so forth and so on. So basically, you want to set yourself up for success by implementing these things. Number six, you want to create a local awareness and establish a network. Wherever you are in the community where you do business, you want to let everybody know you're in business around with other surrounding business. There's a Starbucks near me. There's a gas station near me. There's restaurants near me. There is, you got the Chamber of Commerce. You have your churches, nonprofit organizations. You have a lot of these opportunities, ladies and gentlemen. It's a wonder nobody's really paying attention. Where's your listing? What does your list look like? Are you implementing yourself in the listings? There's free listings and then there's paid listings. Well, start off with the free listings first. And then if you want to get into the paid listings, be strategic in your approach. Know exactly where you want to go and who you want to hit, what areas you want to hit. The city is huge, ladies and gentlemen, but you have to be the one to step out on faith and believe that, hey, I'm with my name out there. So you want to keep that in mind. Put it out there. Number seven, you can offer what we call free products or coupons and services you can offer just for getting a referral. If you refer to me, I'm going to give you this. And what I do, if people refer people to me that needs assistance and discounts and travel, I give them a free website. Simple. And last but not least, number eight, advertise every day. Be in season and out of season. There is no such thing as over-advertising. I have never, ever, ever heard any business today have ever said, oh, I think we're going to get penalized because we've been doing a lot of over-advertising. No such thing. The less advertising you do, the less results you get. The more advertising you do, the more results you get. But you have to be strategic in how you advertise, by how you're sharing your company's information about your brand, your company, your product, your service. What type of person are you? Remember, this is part of your personality profile as a company, as an individual, as a business owner, as an entrepreneur. Your personality is going to be on that level. So they're not really just buying what they're hearing or saying or reading about you. It's about who you are as an individual. What kind of company are you? Are you a good company that looks out for the people? Or are you a bad company that just don't give a hoot and just all worried about the dollar, the almighty power dollar? That's all you're worried about. But no. So when you advertise, you're putting your special effects into this. You're putting in a profile of a little bit of who you are when you advertise. And this is why marketing firms and companies are making billions of dollars when they do this for companies. An advertising firm, marketing firm, they make big bucks. But leadership makes the most. Leadership keeps you the lights on. And leadership keeps others following you no matter what. Does everything rise and fall on leadership? We talk about that. So as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, if you understand Robert Kiyosaki's cash flow quadrant, are you a business owner and you do investing? Or are you an employee and self-employed? On the left side of the quadrant, employee, self-employed, that's when you're working on you're working for someone and then you're working just for yourself and you're putting in all your efforts in that and they own you. But if you're a business owner, you own a network. And if you're an investor, you have money working for you. The right side of the quadrant, which Robert Kiyosaki talks about, helps. This is the side you want to be on. The right side, not the left. And so with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, this is how we grow a massive network. It's not about just you. It's you incorporated when you get started. But after a while, ladies and gentlemen, you should be pulling in more resources to build more people to talk about your brand, your company, your services. And if you're giving quality customer service and you're giving what we call concierge customer service, like I love the Mercedes dealership and how they, when you buy your first Mercedes, oh, you get the champagne, you get all of the kudos, you get the wash, you get everything, they pick you up, they drop you off, all these nice things, right? You want that kind of service. You want to hit that kind of life. But you got to have the Mercedes money to get that. But you don't have to. At the beginning, as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, you want to basically satisfy your customers early by giving them quality customer service. Be a great listener. Don't do all the talking. Just be a great listener. Listeners win. Why? Because they know what's important now. If the customer is making a statement or a comment about anything that you have provided to them, you want to be paying close attention to that. So that way you can kind of critique what you need and say, you know what, I could do that a little bit better. Or I'm glad I did it that way. Let me continue. Let me duplicate that. And this is how we grow. This is how we build. This is what we do on a day-in, day-out basis. You have to be consistent, though. And you have to be persistent. And you got to continue to go in season, out of season. And so what I'm saying by this, ladies and gentlemen, you got to continue to run this race. It's a marathon. It's a marathon. So everybody runs. I love marathons. But everybody runs. No matter how long it takes you to get there, you got there. So you need to keep running. Keep the focus, following one course until successful, and utilizing the win formula. What's important now? How do I get there? What do I need to do? Well, get organized, get a good interactive website, leverage your social media interactions, pick one or two out of that, set up and claim your business online, use Google AdWords, create local awareness and establish a network within a community where you are, offer coupons or free products and services or discounts on your product and service just to get people in. And then you advertise. Look at your competition. If you're selling something that your competition is selling, find out what works, what don't work, and what they're lacking in that you can do better. You see, it's the one who set themselves apart. Observe the masses and do the opposite. I think I've heard that before. Observe the masses and do the opposite. You stand out amongst the crowd. How do you move the crowd? You got to have something that's unique and different in the marketplace that nobody else has. And you got to pronounce it better than anyone else. Could be the same product, could be the same service, but different level. You have to level up. It's time to level up. Level your life up, level yourself up, and level up what you do in each and every day, in season, out of season. Don't ever let up. And it's time to upgrade. With anything that is done in this society that we live in right now today, ladies and gentlemen, globally speaking, it has affected the world. It is time, it is right now time to upgrade. Our lifestyle, how we treat each other, how we interact with each other, what we say amongst each other. Even if we don't like someone or like their way of doing things, level up. We don't have to interact with them. We don't have to respond to them. What we can do is find out who amongst the people who I can help, who are willing to be coachable, teachable, and trainable, who can grow, who wants to grow as I grow. On your level and above, finding people on your level and above who are out here looking for a great opportunity. That's what you want, ladies and gentlemen. This is how you're going to build your group. This is how you're going to build your brand. And this is how you're going to build continually without fail. And I want to thank each and everyone who's tuning in this day on July the 11th for this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. Again, I'm your host, Ed Peterson, and it's been a plum pleasing pleasure as well as a privilege. That's from my brother, Les Brown. And until next time, I want to bring to you some other updates as we continue on this growth series in the month of June so you can continue to learn as you earn and build your network solid. So next week, we're going to talk about that. I'm going to have a special guest on my show, too, as well. So be in tune to that as we continue to reach out and reach up and never let go. Until then, ladies and gentlemen, keep the faith and keep building the dream.